after high school, they were joining the Army or whatever and going up to Korea. Well, I didn't want to go up to Korea, but I said I didn't want to be left behind either. So I joined the Army. I joined the reserves. And luckily, the reserve unit that I joined, we didn't have to go to Korea. We trained as cadre. And, you know, I served my 8 years that way. That's when I went to work as an iron worker. So, again, when I signed up for the apprenticeship, they told me, well, put your name on a waiting list. That kind of, you know, what are they telling me? I'm going through that same thing again. And there was no such thing as a waiting list there, because then I started researching. I had to go I went to trade school. At that time, it was Samuel Gompers Trade School in San Francisco. And I talked to other people there, and I found out that under the apprenticeship training standards here in the United States, when the craftsmen, especially the iron workers that came from the old country, the craft was handed down from father to son. And that's the only way they could pass on the trade, the craft. Well, they couldn't do that here in the United States. So what they did was, when they made up the eligibility requirements for entry into the apprenticeship training programs, they said, in order to be eligible to get into an apprenticeship training program under the building and construction trades, you have to be recommended by a journeyman. Well, there were no minority journeymen in the trade. They were all white. So it was a moot point. There was no way a person of color would be recommended for entry into the apprenticeship training program. And that kind of burned me up. That made me rebel. That made me feel, well, something's got to be done about this. So I got myself involved in union politics. And the timing was right, because in the building and construction trades, there were a lot of minorities in doing the grunt work. But in the top upper echelon, in the skilled trades area, all the journeymen were white. But the ratio was like 15 to 1, you know, more grunt work than skilled work. So as time went by and I got more and more involved in union politics, I had the backing of the majority of the rank and file. And that's what helped me through my political life in the union, where eventually I was elected president of the union. And this was unheard of in the 50s. You know, there were no minority union administrators at the time. So when I went back to Washington, D.C., it was hard. It was difficult for me because I was unwelcome there. And I felt the same way as I felt here in San Francisco. Well, gee, how come? I mean, you know, I'm here to benefit the people that I represent, yet I'm being turned a cold